Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at AI, but not like, the algorithms and all the technical stuff, more like the big picture. We're talking strategic alliances, how companies are teaming up to really push AI forward.
Partnerships.
Exactly. And our main source material for this deep dive is coming from XR1 AI Consulting.
Interesting.
They've got some really interesting insights on,
Yeah.
what these alliances actually are,
Okay.
why they're so important these days, and all the different flavors they come in.
Yeah.
There's like, it's not just one size fits all.
It's a whole landscape, really. It's becoming clear that, to be successful in AI, it's not just about having the smartest engineers or the fastest processors. It's about who you partner with and how you leverage those partnerships to gain an edge.
So it's kind of like I was thinking like building a skyscraper.
Okay.
You don't just show up with a pile of bricks and some mortar,
Right,
right?
right, right.
You
Well,
need
that
the
impacts
architects,
my
engineers, and
engineer.
specialized contractors all
It's a
working
ton,
together
all working together.
toward a common vision.
And that's what these AI alliances are doing. They're
Yeah, they're addressing some of those big challenges companies face, Like for example, the challenge of finding and retaining top AI talent.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
it's incredibly difficult and expensive. So these alliances provide access to a wider pool of expertise
So you don't have to like
without having.
build it all yourself in-house.
Exactly. Build everything in-house.
Okay, so what are some of the, I mean, we're talking about advantages, right? What are some of the specific things that companies are getting out of these partnerships?
Let me give you an example. Let's say you're a company, right? And you're trying to develop this new AI-powered chatbot.
You could try and build that whole natural language processing engine from scratch.
Oh, wow.
But that would require a massive investment, right?
Huge.
Time, resources, and especially expertise. Instead, you could partner with a company that already has a really robust NLP platform and just,
Plug it in.
integrate it into your chatbot. Boom.
There you go.
You've just saved yourself, I mean, months, if not years of development time and gained access to some, cutting-edge technology.
It's not just like saving money,
It's just
it's
speed and efficiency.
speed, efficiency.
It's exactly. And then you've got data,
Oh, yeah.
the lifeblood of any AI system.
It really is.
Strategic alliances can unlock access to these vast data sets that would be impossible to get on your own.
Absolutely.
Think about like a healthcare company that's trying to train an AI model to diagnose a rare disease,
Oh, right, yeah.
partnering with other institutions, right? To pool anonymized patient data from diverse
You
populations
knew that wide.
dramatically improves the accuracy and the reliability of your model.
So these alliances, it sounds like
I think
they're not optional anymore. They're like, if you're
they're becoming essential.
serious about doing AI, this is part of the game.
Yeah, if you're serious about AI, this is how you do it.
But it's not,
But you're a
I was going
rogue.
to say, it's not like every alliance is the same,
Not
right?
at all.
There are different types. There are
Different
different.
types, different purposes.
Let's dive into some of these different models.
Okay, so one common type is the technology partnership, where companies join forces to kind of leverage each other's existing AI solutions or their expertise.
So they've already got
They
something that
just,
works, and they're just like,
yeah.
okay, let's team up and use this.
A great example is a retailer partnering with a cloud provider to implement AI-powered recommendation engines for their online store.
So they don't have to like
Basically,
build that whole thing themselves.
a plug-and-play solution.
Again, play, yeah.
That's already been proven in the market,
Okay.
saving them the time and the risk of building it themselves.
Makes sense.
Another fascinating type of alliance is what we call academic and research collaboration,
Ooh, interesting.
where companies partner up with, universities or research
To
institutions
really get that
to tap into
certainly.
cutting-edge research, talent.
We're seeing this a lot
We
in,
see this a lot in like robotics, autonomous vehicles,
where things are changing so fast.
where the breakthroughs are happening so
So
rapidly.
you gotta be plugged into
Exactly, you got to be plugged into
that world.
that world.
Imagine like
Imagine a pharmaceutical company
pharmaceutical company.
partnering with a university's AI lab to develop algorithms for drug discovery.
Wow.
Right. They get access to those cutting-edge computational techniques.
And all those really smart.
A pool of talented researchers.
People.
And potentially even government funding for the project.
Oh, interesting.
It's a win-win.
Win-win.
For both sides.
I like it.
Speaking of data, what about data sharing agreements?
Oh, yeah. Got to talk about that.
I mean, data is the fuel, right?
It is.
That powers AI. And these agreements allow companies to access and share valuable data, but obviously while still respecting privacy regulations.
Gotta do it the right way.
Exactly.
Right.
Think about financial institutions, right?
Okay.
Collaborating to share anonymized transaction data to train AI models for fraud detection.
Makes sense.
By combining those data sets, they can create a much more robust and comprehensive model.
So it's like this collective intelligence system.
Exactly.
Where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
I like that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Okay, so we've got those.
And then there are, you know, joint ventures.
Right.
Or consortia,
right,
which are formed when companies need to tackle these massive projects.
Okay, so this is like...
That would be two.
Next level stuff.
Complex or expensive to do alone.
What are we talking... What kind of...
Think about like...
Developing a truly autonomous transportation system for a smart city.
Okay, yeah.
That could creating a nationwide AI-powered healthcare network.
Yeah. Huge.
These are really ambitious initiatives.
That require, a lot.
They require collaboration between
multiple stakeholders.
So that's like
a mini
technology providers, infrastructure companies,
right?
Government agencies, research institutions.
That's like its own little world.
It's like a mini ecosystem. Yeah. I like
and then, of course, we have.
And finally.
Government, right.
Government and public sector partnerships.
You've got.
Where private companies team up with government agencies to.
Apply AI to solve big societal challenges.
So this is where it gets like...
Or to advance national interests. Important big picture stuff.
Give me some examples.
What are some examples of that in action?
Well, we're seeing a lot of activity in areas like cybersecurity, right?
Okay.
Where governments are partnering with these tech companies to develop AI systems.
Right.
That can... detect and prevent cyber attacks.
So important these days.
Or healthcare.
Right.
Where AI is being used to improve disease surveillance and response.
Wow.
These partnerships can be incredibly beneficial.
Because you've got...
You get access to government data, funding, and expertise.
And then you can also...
And you can help shape
the regulations so you're not AI regulating.
It's fighting against them.
In a responsible way.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've talked about the why.
Okay.
The what?
The why, the what?
They're essential.
Yeah.
To get that talent, the data, the technology, the resources, they come in all these different forms. Simple technology partnerships.
Yeah.
To complex joint ventures.
Complex joint ventures.
And now, it's like, how do you do it?
Actually make these alliances work.
Right.
What are the keys to success?
That's a great question. And I think that's where things get really interesting.
It's like navigating a dance. Almost. You need the right strategy, the right partner.
Right. Yeah.
And you need to have a really solid foundation.
Okay.
Built on, trust and communication.
Okay. So let's break down those steps a little bit.
Right.
What does it mean to have a clear strategy
mm-hmm.
when you're talking about these alliances?
It means knowing what you want to achieve. Right.
Okay.
Before you even think about partners,
mm-hmm.
you need to define your AI goals.
So it's not just about.
What are you trying to do? Are you
finding any old AI company to partner with? Yeah. Are you aiming to optimize your supply chain, personalize customer experiences?
Right.
Develop a groundbreaking new product?
Okay.
Whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Your alliance strategy has to be tied to your overall business objectives.
It's got to be intentional. You can't just...
It's got to be intentional.
Kind of like... Hope it works out.
Exactly. And once you know what you want, you can start looking for partners who complement your strengths and who fill your gaps.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. So like...
Maybe you're a manufacturing company with tons of operational data,
yep.
but you're lacking in-house AI expertise.
Right.
Partnering with a specialized AI firm...
Would make sense.
Could be a perfect solution.
It's like putting together a puzzle.
I like that each partner brings a unique... piece that completes the picture.
And when you're evaluating these potential partners,
yeah,
it sounds like it's not just their technical capabilities that you're looking at.
Not just technical.
But also their cultural fit. Like, do they...
Cultural fit.
Do they share your values?
Your company.
Your approach to innovation.
Yeah.
Your commitment to ethical AI practices.
So it's really getting five factors can make or break an alliance.
Not just a business transaction.
And once you've found the right partner...
Okay.
It's super important to have clear agreements up front.
Yeah.
This means outlining everyone's roles and responsibilities.
Right.
Defining who owns the intellectual property.
Yeah. Yeah.
And setting expectations for data sharing.
That's so that
and privacy, you know,
on the same page.
Yeah. Well-drafted contract.
Yep.
Can prevent so many headaches later on.
It's like that transparency and communication
are essential.
Got to be there
throughout the whole thing.
Right from the get-go.
Absolutely. Regular check-ins, progress reports,
okay.
Open dialogue. These help build trust and make sure everyone's aligned.
So it's not just like, you know,
can't just
set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it. You have to actually nurture the relationship over time.
Okay.
Just like any relationship.
You've done all the right things.
It requires ongoing communication,
yeah.
collaboration, a willingness to adapt.
Got a clear strategy.
Yeah.
You've found the perfect partner.
Yes.
You've got all the paperwork squared away.
All right. So.
How do you measure success?
Great question.
Like, what are the metrics?
Well, measuring success is crucial.
Yeah.
To make sure the alliance is actually working for both partners.
Right.
So. I think there are a few key areas to focus on.
Yep.
First, you've got the project outcomes.
Okay.
Are you actually achieving the goals you set out to do?
Right. So it's like going back to that.
Are you seeing those results?
Initial thing of like, what are you actually trying to do?
Like increased efficiency, cost savings, new product development.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're tying it back to those business objectives.
It all goes back to that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But beyond the project outcomes.
Okay.
We also need to consider resource efficiency. Mm. Is the alliance helping you use resources better?
So it's like you're not...
Are you reducing development time, sharing infrastructure costs?
Duplicating efforts?
Leveraging each other's expertise to avoid duplication?
You're really getting the most out of it.
Exactly. Another key metric is innovation impact.
Okay.
How many new solutions, patents, breakthroughs...
That you would have...
Have you achieved through the partnership?
Have gotten on your own.
Right. This shows whether the alliance is really pushing things forward.
It's that synergy.
Exactly. And of course, you can't forget the customers.
Right. The end users.
Are they actually benefiting from this alliance?
So it's like all those advancements.
Through better products, faster services, more personalized experiences.
Yeah.
Ultimately, customer satisfaction is a huge indicator of success.
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally... You got to assess the overall health of the partnership itself.
Okay.
Are both partners actually happy? Is there open communication? Is there trust?
Yeah.
Is there that sense of shared purpose?
So it's not just the numbers. It's like the...
It's not just about the number.
I'm figuring it out.
Exactly. Regular assessments, you know, through surveys, feedback sessions, open dialogue helps you identify and address any issues before they become big problems.
Get out ahead of it.
Exactly. So it's really a holistic approach.
Yeah, it sounds like it is.
Focusing not just on the technical side, but on the human element as well.
Absolutely. It's recognizing that
recognizing
the alliances are, they're living, breathing.
They're not just transactions.
Things, you know.
Yeah.
They're relationships.
They're relationships.
That require work and communication and a commitment.
That require pair, communication, and a commitment.
Okay, this has been really insightful.
Good.
But let's be real. Not every alliance is going to be, you know, a fairy tale.
Of course.
What are some of the challenges that companies might encounter?
Well, even with the best intentions,
Yeah.
Challenges can pop up.
Okay.
One common pitfall is data privacy and security concerns.
Oh, yeah.
When you're sharing sensitive information,
It's
so crucial to have those really strong protocols, data encryption, anonymization techniques, clear agreements on how the data is used.
It's like you're trying to do this collaboration, but also...
Another challenge can be cultural misalignment.
What?
You've got these companies with different work styles, decision-making processes, communication norms.
Yeah.
They can really struggle to work together effectively.
Yeah, it's almost like they have to...
Building trust.
And understanding...
Each other's language.
From the beginning is key to overcoming those differences.
And then sometimes
alliances can face challenges related to intellectual property.
Okay.
Ownership, you know.
Yeah.
Who owns the algorithms, the patents?
Right. The data generated through the collaboration.
Yeah, yeah.
Clear agreements.
You gotta have all that.
On IP ownership and usage rights are so important.
Figured out.
To prevent disputes later on.
It gotta be crystal clear.
Absolutely. And then, you know, there's always that risk of unequal contributions or benefit.
Right, right. Where one side's like...
Right. One partner might feel like they're putting in...
Doing more.
More effort.
Together.
More resources, more expertise than the other.
Yeah.
And that can lead to, you know...
Resentment.
Resentment and tension.
Yeah.
So regularly assessing the contributions and the benefits.
Yeah.
And making adjustments as needed can help maintain that sense of...
Check in and make sure it's
fairness.
Still a good relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. By really anticipating and addressing these challenges proactively, companies can really increase their chances of success.
Make it work.
Of building successful, sustainable alliances.
So this has given our listeners, I think, a lot to think about.
Hopefully.
But before we wrap up, I want to talk about the future. Like,
okay,
where do you see this trend going?
I think the future is bright.
Okay.
For AI alliances.
Right.
We're likely to see even more collaboration.
So more of this.
More cross-industry partnerships.
This is not just
now,
our...
As the technology matures and it becomes more widely adopted.
This is like...
I think we're going to see
the emergence of specialized AI ecosystems,
right,
where companies come together to share
stories like these,
data, resources, expertise,
AI superclusters,
to tackle these complex challenges that no single organization could handle alone.
Focus on
the formation of AI superclusters.
Yeah, yeah.
Each focused on a specific domain.
Good way to think about it.
Or industry, right.
And then as AI becomes more woven into, becomes more integrated into our lives, we're gonna see more partnerships between the private sector,
right,
governments, and academic institutions.
That makes sense.
And this is gonna be crucial.
Because you need to have.
For developing ethical guidelines.
All those voices at the table.
Addressing societal concerns.
Right.
And making sure that AI benefits all of humanity.
It's not just about...
Exactly. It's not just about...
Building cool AI. It's about building...
Building better AI.
A good future.
It's about building a better future with AI.
With AI, yeah.
And that requires collaboration, transparency, a commitment to responsible innovation.
This deep dive has been awesome.
It's been good.
But before we wrap up completely,
I
want to leave our listeners with a few things to think about. So... You know, as you're going about your day today, I want you to kind of think about the challenges you're facing, you know, at work, in your industry, maybe even in your personal life. Like, where do you feel stuck?
Oh.
Where are you lacking the expertise, the resources, the data to, like, really make progress?
It's a good question to consider.
Yeah.
I think we often get so focused on our individual efforts that we forget about the power of working together.
Yeah. And it's like... In the age of AI,
especially with AI,
it's almost like you can't go it alone.
Yeah, it's becoming incredibly difficult.
It's like trying to, I don't know.
If not impossible.
Climb Mount Everest without a Sherpa.
Yeah.
You know, you need that support.
You need that expertise. You need that shared understanding of what you're getting into.
Exactly. And AI is like that.
It is.
You need those specialized skills, the resources, and really understanding how to navigate that world.
And these alliances provide that. They give you that support system. They allow you to share the risk. Mm-hmm. They allow you to benefit from each other's strengths.
So it's really about...
And achieve things you couldn't do on your own.
Yeah, kind of expanding your horizons, looking beyond just what you can do yourself.
Don't limit yourself.
Don't limit yourself.
To thinking just within your own organization.
Yeah, yeah.
Look outwards, you know?
Look outwards.
Explore those partnerships.
Embrace the power of that.
Embrace collaboration.
Collaboration, exactly.
Because in a world where AI is changing everything, these alliances...
It's just the future.
They're not a luxury anymore.
Yeah.
They're a necessity. They're the key to unlocking the power of AI.
Do it.
And creating a future where this technology benefits everyone.
AI for good.
AI for good.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. This has been awesome.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll catch you next time.